vigil last night in Perry, Iowa, after a sixth grader was killed by a 17-year-old suspect. Investigators are still looking for a motive. Governor Kim Reynolds.
It's impossible to understand why anything like this happens. We'll work tirelessly to get the answers so that we can prevent it from happening again.
Snowplow drivers like Jacob Holyoke in Worcester, Mass. Are looking forward to the first major snowstorm of the season this weekend.
I didn't really believe it at first. You know, I thought, maybe. But now, I mean, it's been cold the last couple of days, so hopefully something turns out of it.
The Pentagon says the pro-Iran militant commander killed in an American airstrike yesterday was planning more attacks on U.S. troops. Major General Pat Ryder.
The strike was taken in self-defense, that no civilians were harmed, and that no infrastructure or facilities were struck.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight, 27. More light snow tomorrow, 34. Around an inch or less of accumulation by the time the flurries end tomorrow night. Sunday will be partly cloudy, high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. I have your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Oh, it felt good to say that, Terry.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you
and
yours.
It's been a while.
It has been very long. How was your Thanksgiving? How was your Halloween?
No, come on.
It hasn't been that long. But it's good to have you back. Good to have you with us. I appreciate the time. I want to get into a couple of things with you and the gang today. We have got some country music requests to get to. Some news and plenty more. Let's kick things off talking little United Way, Terry. It's been a while since we've been able to. I know you have a couple of things coming up in this new year.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff going on. Next week, Wednesday, is our annual campaign thank you celebration. So we are super close, and I'm really excited about this. We're only about $10,000 away from our goal.
Nice.
And at this time of year, that's pretty good. We're usually sitting about $20,000 out right now. Ooh. So that's really awesome.
That's
so
exciting.
If you've been on the fence about contributing, mm-hmm. now's the time. Help us get there. But our recognition and thank you celebration is next week, Wednesday. It's at Bullseye Golf Club from 4:30 to 6:30. And it is open to anyone in our community that did something for the campaign. You might have been a donor. You might have volunteered. Maybe you did both.
Yeah,
You might have engaged. You coordinated your company campaign, whatever that might be. Free event. We had some really great sponsors that came forward for that. And really what we'll be doing there is recognizing contributions, recognizing time, mm-hmm. talent, money, anything that you gave to the campaign. So it's just a fun way to get people together. That'll happen again next Wednesday, open to anyone who was part of the campaign. And then we also have coming up in March.
Yeah.
Still coming up. So March 12th is our annual Power of the Purse, because that's always, it's a very well-attended event. Mm-hmm. Last year, I would say we were close to a sellout. So, really exciting. And tickets for that will be on sale soon. So mm-hmm. we're feverishly working on that, that event. February 7th is our annual meeting where we elect new officers and directors to our board.
Yeah,
so we will actually have two very, very valued community members that will, time off our board. They've served for 9 consecutive years, as that's as many as you can serve.
Wow.
And we certainly thank them for that. But that's Keith Wilkes from Next Home Partners and Lynn Knight from Nakusa Public Schools.
Mm.
So those two have served, 9 consecutive years, and we will welcome 2 new board members at that time. So that happens at our annual meeting on the 7th. And then, as if that weren't enough, we also, January 24th, will be recruiting new women to our Women United group. So anybody who's interested in learning more about Women United, also Bullseye Golf Club, this is a registration required event, because mm-hmm. we want to know how many to be prepared for and know, very carefully tailor our message to who might be present. So if you, ladies, if you're listening out there and you're interested in learning more about Women United, mm-hmm. You can go go to our website, uwswac.org, and you can RSVP that event. The RSVP deadline is the 17th. Event happens on the 24th.
As a man, I don't understand women. But I do know.
I know.
You know very well. When it comes to Women United, what kind of, is there any kind of people that we're looking for in particular, Terry? Or there might be somebody out there listening thinking they might not fit this or something. Or
absolutely.
Maybe not even realize they'd be a good fit.
So it could be, and it is, geared toward women. The idea is uniting women in the community for the good of the community, specifically around women and children's issues. Now, our Women United has placed their focus. I'm starting in 2012, so mm-hmm. Group has really been around for a while, so that's really exciting. Cool. But really, our focus is early grade learning and literacy. Mm-hmm. So the biggest program that we fund is the Imagination Library. This is a program of Dolly Parton's through her Dollywood Foundation. And we have about 500 kids who are receiving free books every month in the mail in our community. And something really exciting is we're looking to expand and offer the program in more of our service areas. So we're just kind of in the fact-finding stages about that right now. But the thought is that we could expand and include more kids. So that's really where a lot of the focus goes, is the Imagination Library program. But then also we have reading mentors in 5 of our local elementary schools. And then we also offer grants to classrooms. So, basically 4K through 3rd grade classrooms is where our focus really is. But classroom teachers, reading interventionists, they can ask for funding to help support an effort around literacy that they're doing. One really cool example, Washington Elementary last year.
Yeah.
They did. That's your alma mater.
Yeah, that's my alma mater.
So they did a school-wide read aloud. So every family in the school, so if there's multiple kids, just one per family, got the same book and then got, kind of a reading assignment like, okay, tonight or over the next week, read these 10 pages or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they had a celebration at the end.
Oh, cool.
And it was fabulous.
Oh, it sounds like
so,
it.
Just fun
awesome.
Stuff like that. So anything really around literacy. So Women United.
Shout out Wildcats.
Woo! Women United is actually the funder of all of these of these projects. So
Is that new, Terry, to the grants for classrooms? That seems new to
me. We've been doing it for quite a while. It kind of depends on the amount of requests that we get, how vocal we are about it. Because if we've allocated everything, if we get a lot of requests and we've allocated everything, then we don't say, hey, we have grants, but we'd have no money left.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So so we've kind of put a few parameters around those grant requests now. It's just a great opportunity for, we hear from classroom teachers when there's curriculum around reading. They'll get what they need. They'll get like the core set of books, and then they'll get some for the readers who are maybe a little bit behind, and they'll get a little bit for the readers who are ahead, but not enough, and not enough resources. So that has been a lot of what we've funded, where the classroom teacher says, I could use 10 more sets of below level reading books so that, I can make sure that I work very intentionally with these individual kids. And so we've really funded a lot of that in just making sure that there's enough for each. So it's a cool opportunity. And so I also don't want anybody to be listening thinking, if I am interested in Women United, I have to do all of these things. You don't have to be a reading mentor. You don't have, you can just come to the table. Women United is kind of the steering group,
right?
The decision makers. And then, you maybe want to be a mentor, and you certainly can do that, but it's not required. If you just want to come and learn more, again, that's on January 24th, RSVP by the 17th.
So much of the United Way, what you guys do, it's certainly current and trying to help people today, right now, and that. But there is also this great part of it, and so much of it is with Women's United that is focused on the future. And I love so much of that. Now, you want to impact the future. You want to invest in the future. Being a part of Women United, a great way to do that.
Reading proficiency affects everything.
Everything.
Doesn't matter everything. what your intended outcome is, when you're a little person up until when you make career decisions. Doesn't matter what that decision is, everyone needs to be able to read proficiently.
The tech world might be getting bigger and everything, but there's certain things you're always going to need to be able to do.
Absolutely.
Reading is one of these, and there's never going to be a downside to being a good reader or enjoying reading. I think that's something that you've really helped me learn a lot with these programs. Yeah, I have always focused on kids understanding and being literate and everything. It's just as important for them to enjoy reading.
It. Yeah, I agree.
Let's take a look at you can find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all of this great stuff Terry was just telling us about. It is, as we dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 5th, 2024, it is Veganuary. Veganuary? You think I'm saying that right? Veganuary month?
So January, vegan, yeah, Veganuary. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm focused on the one above that, and I just can't get off it. So.
Okay. Well, if you're a vegan, this is your month. There you go. Neither of us are, so we don't know much about
it.
It's more power to you, to everybody out to your throat. National Bird Day. That's a great one. We love birds. Have a lot of bird cities in our state and even locally. Nacoosa, I believe, is a bird city. We've got a couple of them.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. And this is a something else that I learned from that. It's a popular area for bird watchers. We get a lot of different birds migrating here in central Wisconsin. There's a lot of good ones here. My mother is a big, I wouldn't call her a bird watcher. She just, if she catches one, oh, and then she'll just stare at it for a while. But she's not out there constantly just looking for them and everything. But she's too much of a reader. She's busy reading about birds.
Although there'd be something about sitting in front of a nice big window with a book, with the fireplace going, and then just, you know, scoping out the birds in front of you.
My papa would do that with his coffee, but he'd have a pair of binoculars up
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
I always thought that was cool, yeah. National Whipped Cream Day.
Okay,
this is the one, Terry.
Yeah, just stop at that. Okay, couple of things. I never in my house have we ever run out of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Butter. Right, you do not run out of butter. Right. It is not okay.
No, I'm with you on that.
And I always have heavy cream in my fridge.
Nice, nice.
In case you need to quickly whip some up.
It's so versatile. It's so versatile. You can put it on so many different things. It's
love
good
it.
Stuff. And it's so, like a normal food, it can make fun. It can make so much more fun.
And it's so easy to make. People don't get that. It's so much better than, like, not to diss the Cool Whip, but it's so much better than Cool Whip.
Making your own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so good and it's so easy and it's so indulgent. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something about that where it's just like, So just buy heavy cream in the store. Just put it in your mixer. Add a little bit of sugar. A little bit. And then just let it whip. Like, I don't know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Man.
But if you let it go too long, it'll actually turn into butter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean,
and then you never
run
out of butter. Yeah, there is no downside. Butter's awesome. We love you, butter. National Whipped Cream Day, a great excuse to enjoy some whipped cream today or this weekend. It is National Screenwriters Day. That is a fantastic one. I really enjoy this day. You think of any movie, any TV show you've ever seen that you really enjoy? Most of it comes from screenwriters. And even a lot of the improv lines, as a teacher of improv and somebody who studied script writing and went to school for it and everything, there's just as much credit given to screenwriters when it comes to improvising because they set the scene to allow it to happen. If you have ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway or any of these great shows, they all start with give me a person, place, thing, something like that. Screenwriter is kind of doing that for a lot of these actors that, you know, your Will Ferrells, your Belushis, your Chris Farleys, your greats, these guys that are such masters at improv that half of the things that we saw in their career that we loved, they improv, they came up with on the fly, but it was set up by the screenwriters. And it's a great combination when you have good screenwriters and good actors working together. You can have some of the best work you'll ever see.
That's awesome. I love that you're excited about something intellectual and I'm excited about whipped cream.
National Keto Day.
Keto.
That's right.
Keto.
I always knew that right. Full of delicious recipes and satisfying meals, keto is a high-fat, low-carb diet that can help shed pounds and improve overall health.
Huh. That bacon and eggs looks good up there.
That part seems all right to me. You had me at bacon. Yes, bacon. Diving into Saturday's National Day of Calendar. Let's see here. It is...
is it really?
It's...
National Take Down Christmas Tree Day?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I got that one up there. Well, January 6th. Yeah, I can see that. It's about time. It's just going to make you appreciate it more next year or later this year. National Cuddle Up Day. That's a good one. Like that. It is World Day for War Orphans, a very important one. I encourage you to read more about that if you don't know. There's a lot of great history there and very pull at your heart history. National Bean Day, so all of you bean lovers out there, green beans, jelly beans, I don't know.
Jelly beans. Yeah, it seems kind of odd to me for that to be in January.
I ran out of beans after jelly, green beans. This shows how much I eat beans. I literally out of list.
But I like beans. All right. Three Kings Day.
Yeah, Three Kings Day. That's a good one.
So I believe Saturday is the 12th day of Christmas then.
Yes.
Should be.
Yes, yeah. I believe so. Yeah, yep. Let's double check here. It is. Yeah. Great song. We Three Kings. Mm-hmm. That's one I always forget about in Christmas. And I usually, like, it's days after, I'm like, oh, that's a good one. I didn't hear it this year. I didn't hear that one. You ever get through a Christmas season and it's like that, where there's a couple Christmas songs that you didn't hear?
No, because I start listening at the beginning of November.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I hear them all.
Kind of set you up for that one. National Shortbread Day, Saturday. Enjoy some shortbread. Apple Tree Day. Mm. You ever picked apples?
Yeah, we actually have several apple trees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yep. I've only done it once. I thought it was fun.
But I've never gone like to a big orchard and done it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've heard that that's pretty cool.
That was. It was. As a city kid, my Nana Papa took me to do that like the first year I was living out here. It blew my mind. I've never seen anything like it. It was awesome.
I'm kind of like, I have one daughter that absolutely loves apple pie. Mm. Like, she thinks it should be breakfast every day. Oh, and nice. So it's funny because I'll be like, okay, well, I need about, however many apples. And she'll, like, she's like out there faster than... Oh, yeah. I'm like, go get those and nice. I'll make another pie. So
enjoy some apples from your apple tree if you got one today. National Smith Day, a moniker both common and widespread, often passed down through generations, evoking a sense of tradition and heritage. Okay. We're just celebrating the last name Smith, or I guess we're never going to find out. Maybe. Let's leave it at that.
Let's it's just a mystery. Leave it
to all the Smiths out there, congratulations. You have your day Saturday. I knew it was going to do this. The computer's been acting up a little bit on me.
Kind of just doesn't like us today.
No, we are not going to be able to find out what our national day of Sunday is. Let's go ahead and try something else, though, here. There it is. So we'll look at it this way. I got a different one that I pull up here from if I can. Yeah, it's not going to let me. wait, here we go. So for Sunday, should we make some up?
Yeah,
it seems like that's what they do with these anyway, is make up, some. Hey, for every one that makes sense, they've got one that doesn't. Let's see. There we go. Now we got the 7th. What do we have for on the 7th? It is Distaff Day. There are some amazing things to discover about Distaff Day, and you'll find them. Okay, what is that?
How about Harlem Globetrotters Day?
That's
that looks
a good
fun.
One. That's one. If you ever get a chance to see the Harlem Globetrotters, could not encourage people to
do it. I never saw them specifically, but, there's a lot of, copycat groups kind of thing.
Yes.
For fundraisers and stuff. And so I've seen a different one. I can't remember what they call themselves, but it was really awesome.
We saw them in Point, but my friend Steve and I, and it's one of the best live things I've ever seen ever.
Isn't that cool?
I've been to a lot of sporting events. I've seen a lot of rock concerts, a lot of stand-up comedians. It's in the top five forever. I don't care what I see. It'll always be in my top five.
Very cool.
They're really good.
I mean, National Bobblehead Day on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's a good incentive to dust your bobbleheads that day.
Yes. Yeah, it's probably something that a lot of us need to do. We got a handful here from our rafters and stuff. We got to get some more, though.
Set of the rafter ones at home, too.
Right on. And finally, it is I'm a Mentor Day on Sunday. And everybody can be a mentor. Young, old, doesn't matter who you are or where you are in life. Some of my greatest mentors were actually homeless people. People that I looked up to, that I really learned a lot from, the life lessons I carry with me to this day. One of those gentlemen was the one that told me a quote that I keep with me and very close to me the rest of my life. I don't think it matters who this person is or where their stature is, or even if they're older than you or anything. I get influenced by my students every day. Every time I have my students in front of me, I have a fire lit under me, and they're all younger than I am. I think a mentor could be anybody. It's also, I think, important to realize that you have that. When Charles Barkley said when we were kids, Terry, I'm not a role model. I get it, and I agree with him. I felt the essence of what he meant. Teachers and doctors, parents, they should be role models. But you don't get to pick. You don't get to choose that. A bunch of little kids put your poster on the wall. they chose you as a mentor. That comes with a responsibility, whether you like it or not. And I think it's important to always keep that in mind. When we're talking about things, when we're saying things, there's often very little ears around that are picking that up and that are going to learn from that behavior. So all this stuff is important. And it can be fun, too, to be a mentor because you can influence your kids to love penguins. Not that I did that. I mean, I wouldn't do that. It's not great. It's crazy. There's a lot of good things to being a mentor. Let's take a dive into some good music here. We've got this one. This is for Whitley over in Grand Rapids. It is Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. Yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd like you. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted. Just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
This is Alan Jackson.
Here we are talking about forever. We both know too well not easy together. We've both felt love, we've both felt pain. Well, I'll take the sunshine over the rain, and I'll try
crown. So I'm not scared, it's worth a chance to me. Take my hand, let's face eternity. Well, I can't tell you that I'll never change, but I can swear that in every way I'll try. Just another man, but I will give you all that I am, and I'll try to love only you, and I'll try my best to be true. I'll try. I'll try to be true to you. I'll try. I'll try to always love you. I'll try.
The Fan Line. Thanks for your comments and stories. 800-889-2221 from Country Legends 24/7.
Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Oh my gosh, he's a pilot. I'm not sure if most people know that. There's so many things that he can do. He's an amazing chef. I have to follow recipes. He can just whip something out of thin air and it tastes amazing.
Keep going.
Yeah, there are many things. And he's an amazing father.
Got a call from a friend about a friend. There's some news no one ever wants to hear. It hit me like a punch, took my breath. He was just getting into his best years. Yes, something like that'll shake you up, wake you up. So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke. Parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the back seat, wrote a song just for me. And I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. Well, it rang a couple times and she picked up. I can always hear her smile when I call. I just called to tell you that I loved you. I was missing you and Dad and home, that's all. I got to really thinking this morning about what's important. So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke.
parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the back seat, wrote a song just for me. I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. Stop off at a Texaco, buy a Slim Jim and a Coke. Park out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grab my guitar from the backseat, write a song just for me. Sing it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. And think of home, grab my phone from my pocket. Instead of saying tomorrow, I call Mama. And I call Mama.
Everything I need and nothing that I don't. Zach Brown Band, Homegrown, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Love that song. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. And Terry, this is an interesting one, and we want the audience's participation on this. 715-423-1055, 423-1055. We'll keep this open. Feel free to email me if you want, if that works out better for you. We know a lot of you are working right now. And we'll keep this going next week as well, because I want to get these as many of these as we can. I want to have some fun with this. Some bold country music predictions have been made for 2024 based on observations from experts and research. Here are some of the highlights. Rascal Flatts will reunite. Okay. All right.
Fine.
Jelly Roll will win big at the Grammys. I don't feel like that's
pretty
a huge,
likely.
Yeah, that's not a huge reach. Luke Combs will be CMA Entertainer of the Year. That seems like a little bit more of a. Has he won before? I don't know.
Not Entertainer of the Year, I think. I mean, he deserves it.
Well, I was going to say. I mean, it's not that big. It's not very far fetched.
It wouldn't be a stretch, but I think there's others that are kind of similar to him. Morgan Wallen.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Luke Combs. I think is probably like. Rise it. Maybe Morgan Wallen's plateaued a little bit, and sure, Luke Combs is on a trajectory to be in that same. You know what I mean? There's a lot of excitement around Luke Combs.
Morgan, what I haven't heard about Luke Combs that I've heard about Morgan Wallen, it seems like every time I hear about him, it's he's not showing up to this or he's not doing that. He's kind of not. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's not following through on a lot of these gigs and that kind of thing. And that's gonna the fan base. Everything starts with the fan base in country music.
Regardless of the reason, there's just only so much tolerance for it, right? I know that he had a vocal cord issue. But then it's like, then what's the next issue and the next issue? And so there's just only so much that people will tolerate.
You make your living being in front of people. You could sell a billion albums. Ask every single artist that has achieved anything in music, not just country. They are tourers. They are performers. In the end, they show up when they're, fans are there, especially the amount of times that's happened with him.
Sure. I think Luke Combs definitely has a shot. Yeah. Lainey Wilson might give him a run for his money.
I'm a little surprised I didn't see her name on this list.
That's good.
And somebody with a T will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Toby Keith, Trisha Yearwood, Tim McGraw.
Okay, frankly, I can't believe that all three of them aren't already there.
I guess so. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
That's really odd to me.
I could see all three of them actually making it in, and that would be an incredible Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a pretty good Hall of Fame class. Go ahead and get us your predictions, everybody, for 2024. We would love to hear them. And if you want to just email us, you can do that. You can email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and reach out to us anytime. Toby Keith, full story here.
This is my favorite Toby Keith song.
Is it? No. Should Have Been a Cowboy is one of Toby Keith's most endearing songs, so it might surprise you to learn how quickly it came together. Toby wrote it during a pheasant hunting trip to Dodge City, Kansas, which he says, quote, staged for the old Gunsmoke series at the time. Oh, it was where they, it could have been where they filmed Gunsmoke. All right. One day after the hunt, he and his friends went to a bar. One of the guys, still in his hunting clothes, asked a girl at another table to dance, and she turned him down. He says, quote, on the way back to the table, we were laughing, and one of the guys hollered, John, you should have been a cowboy. That night, Toby shut himself in his hotel room, sat on the edge of the tub, and wrote, Should Have Been a Cowboy, in 20 minutes.
I love that song.
It's a good song, and I love hearing songs like this. Famously, Freddie Mercury wrote Bohemian Rhapsody on the way home from the opera in 10 minutes or something on a napkin. I love stories like this.
That's very awesome. Cool. I can't, 1993, see? Stands up.
Yeah, it does. I also appreciate, again, I'm going to keep doing this to the man. I appreciate so much what Toby Keith has done in the last couple of years of his life, and not even before the cancer diagnosis. We need more of this where guys I wasn't always right, or there were things that I said or I did that I don't know how they've aged or how much I believe them right now. He's evolved. He's a growing human being. You can do that as a human being, and that's okay. It doesn't make you anybody going to question Toby Keith's willpower? Not me. No, I think that it doesn't. It just makes me respect him even more.
So probably one of the most patriotic moments in my life was at Hodag the summer after 9/11, and it was Toby Keith, and it was when he had his song The Angry American.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he sang that, and you have, 20,000 people with American flags, and it's just, it was such an emotional moment, but it was It was so cool. That's my second favorite song of his. But but okay. There's just, I don't know. For me, there's something about Toby Keith. Maybe you just, you know, you grow up on him, right? Like,
there's
some
of that.
That's the music that you love. But he also, seemingly a fairly humble guy.
That's the, I was just going to say, like, the person he is, I'd have a beer with him. I'd hang out with him. I'd go on a hunting trip with him. I'd do these things, you know, even if they ain't even my thing, I'd do it just to hang out with him.
Yeah.
What I appreciate about that is that genuineness. And going back to what we were saying before, this is a guy who doesn't just always show up for concerts. As he's fighting cancer, he has been doing shows. Like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
And the fan base responds to that. They're
he
gonna...
might be the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, if he isn't in, whatever the Hall of Fame is, he should be in it already.
I can't believe those other two aren't in there either,
though. Bugging me. That's bugging me.
But anyway.
And we wrap up. Jelly Roll took time out of his schedule to visit a fan, but not just any fan. This one is a terminally ill grandmother from Columbia, Texas, or Tennessee. Her name is Sharon Brown. She has early onset dementia and renal failure. She has decided not to do dialysis, but she's a huge Jelly Roll fan, which shocks a lot of people because of, quote, my age and my white hair. Sharon's daughter, Melissa, went to one of his shows and told a crew member that meeting him was her mom's dying wish, so they made it happen in another show. Sharon says, quote, he gave me so many hugs. He made me feel so special. He told me I only looked 50.
That's awesome. Sweet.
I love that. This is what makes music great.
Yeah, you know, these
kind of
cool
things,
moments.
Those kind of stories. That's really cool. A big tip of the hat to Mr. Roll there. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. Got some good music on the way for you. We have got some Randy Travis, Miranda Lambert, Garth Brooks, all coming up just for you on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
The smarter we to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight, 27. More light snow tomorrow, 34. Around an inch or less of accumulation by the time the flurries end tomorrow night. Sunday will be partly cloudy, high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy Travis.
Not too many years ago, when dreams weren't coming true, I'd reach for inspiration. Sometimes it would be you. I'd hear you on the radio. I sure didn't like your sound. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming. We heard you were a fast train coming out of Carolina. We wondered what you were hauling when you rolled into town. Say it's good to know there's still a few country boys around. You must have felt that same old feeling more than once or twice. Guitars pressed against our hearts under the neon lights. I've got to say that the best that I have found.
in our kind of songs about the life you're living and how love's done you wrong. As long as there's a jukebox and a honky-tonk in town, it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. It's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
Now, if the aim in your life is to settle me down, I couldn't change my point of view. I got a lady in red at the back of my head, but the woman in white is you. Do you wanna be the only one? Fade away. I could love you all of my life. You were my wife. Haven't I let you know?
We don't need no buried treasure. No buried treasure. We don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony. But life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried. I still got you, still got you, still got you,
still got you in my soul. Well, it's a long way down and you gotta get up. You gotta figure on a master plan. You couldn't do it if you don't get ready. You'll be beaten by the other man. Do you wanna be the last one in? Play the game. You just don't win. I can see me making you cry, saying goodbye, but I can never let you go.
Now we don't need no buried treasure, no buried treasure. We don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony, but life is phony in spite of it.
You can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
Don't need no buried treasure. I still got you, still got you,
still got you, still got you in my soul. Well, you're taking my life in the palm of your hand. Make your mind for another day. Ain't nobody doesn't need when the good times turn away. I don't wanna be the lonely one, fade away in the evening sun. I could love you all of my life. You were my wife. Haven't I told you so?
We don't need no buried treasure. No buried treasure. We don't need it. We don't stand on ceremony. In spite of it,
you can never be all you wanna be when you're searching for gold.
We don't need no buried treasure. I
keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Hey, everybody, this is Garth Brooks.
Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Hey, jukebox, don't start playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Yourself long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Won't you box down, stop playing that song again? Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Can't learn long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Hands you box down, stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves you. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
There's Mr. Keith right there. Should have been a cowboy. West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Love it. You made my day.
Yeah, I had to get it in there. We go into our day in music history right now for country music. We start in 1923. Born in this day near Florence, Alabama, was Sam Phillips. Businessman, record exec, record producer, and DJ who most notably founded Sun Studios and Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Through Sun, Phillips discovered such recording talents as Howlin' Wolf, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash. Man.
Wow, busy amazing. Guy.
Yeah, yeah. The height of his success came, accumulated in his launching of Elvis Presley's career in 1954. Phillips was inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in October 2001. Pretty
wow.
Dang good.
Yeah.
Quite a legacy. In 1957, Patsy Cline started recording what would become her self-titled debut album, with Owen Bradley producing. The first single from the album, of course, Walking After Midnight, peaked at number two on the country charts when it was released.
Love it.
Born in this day in 1961 in Beaumont, Texas, was Mark Nessler, singer-songwriter who wrote Tim McGraw's Just to See You Smile, kicked off our show. George Strait's Living and Living Well, and Aaron Tippin's For You I Will, Darlin'. Good artist. Keith Urban's You Look Good in My Shirt, too. That's a good one. I like that one. Let's see here. Born on this, 1980, Kenny Rogers started a three-week run at the top of the Billboard charts with Coward of the Country, County. The song was reached at number three on Billboard's Hot 100 and number one on the UK pop chart, where it remains the most recent traditional country music song to hit number one in the UK.
That's pretty cool. I was a wee one in 1980. Yeah. but a three-week run at the top, for me, it feels like it would have been longer.
Yeah,
but it was different then. I think the music charts were way different back then than they are now. Now it seems
definitely.
Like a monopoly sometimes.
It
but,
does. Yeah.
But it is cool. I always like that song.
1999, Shania Twain's You're Still the One was nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year at the year's Grammy Awards. Canadian singer album Come On Over was also up for Album of the Year. Dixie Chicks appeared in Best New Artists, and first-time country acts have made each of the top four categories.
That's cool.
Yeah. And in 2004, Toby Keith was number one in the U.S. country charts with Shockin' Y'all. His eighth studio album, I Love This Bar, American Soldier, Whiskey Girl, were all three tracks.
It's a great album.
As a complete good album. I Love This Bar inspired a chain of restaurants with Keith launched under the name I Love This Bar and Grill. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean...
You don't always Garth Brooks done some of this, or he's got his own place now, his own bar kind of that he's doing, and a couple of these artists do. I got to think that's one of the, like, I don't want to say it's the goal, but at this point, with so many country artists doing it, it's got to be kind of one of those things of like, well, this could be a cool thing that if it works out, if it happens.
Or like when you're walking Broadway in Nashville and it's like all the bars, you know, oh, this is Toby Keith's bar. Oh, this is Dierks Bentley's yes. bar. And then you like, but like you're in there just wanting to see them.
I can only
sometimes
imagine.
They're there. But, it's kind of a cool thing.
Want to remind everybody that we got two more hours of this fun over on WFHR. Go ahead and meet us at 97.5 FM. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. You got some great country music coming up for you. I see some Willie Nelson, Terry Clark, George Strait, all in your future. We encourage you to have a great, fun weekend. We'll be back here on Monday to do it all over again. And be sure to find out more information about United Way. Go to uwswac.org and be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Let's head on over, Terry.
Sounds good.
We'll talk to you all next week right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Are you going to bingo? The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge hosts bingo every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. Lodge 693 is located at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If it's happening in central Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS.